بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحابته ومن اهتدى بهداه. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, all praise is due to Him, and the salah and salam of Allah be upon His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers from his family and the companions and those who are guided by his guidance. It proceeds then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hakimun Alim, all wise, all knowledgeable, فيما يقضيه ويقدره, in that which he decrees and ordains. كما أنه حكيم عليم فيما شرعه وأمر به, and that he is also all wise, all knowing in that which he legislates and commands. وهو سبحانه يخلق ما يشاء من الآيات, and he سبحانه وتعالى creates whatever he wills from the signs. ويقدرها, and that he سبحانه وتعالى decrees them and ordains them, تخويفا لعباده وتذكيرا لهم, as a reminder and as a warning to his slaves, بما يجب عليهم من حقه, as to that which is incumbent upon them from his dutiful right. وتحذيرهم وتحذيرا لهم من الشرك به ومخالفة أمره وارتكاب نهيه, and warning them from the shirk and from opposing his commands and indulging in his prohibitions, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Isra 17:59, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا, and we sent not the signs except to warn and to make them afraid of destruction. وقال الله عز وجل سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِ بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. In Surah Fussilat 41:53, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِ بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. We will show them our signs in the universe and in their own selves, until it becomes manifest to them that this Quran is the truth. It is not sufficient in regard to your Lord that He is a witness over all things. And surely He is. And in the hadith reported in Sahih al-Bukhari from Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when this verse from Surah al-An'am chapter 665 was revealed, قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ على أن يبعث عليكم عذابا من فوقكم أو من تحت أرجلكم أو يلبسكم شيعا ويذيق بعضكم بأس بعض. When this verse has, he has power to send torment on you from above or from under your feet, or to cover you with confusion in party strife and make you to taste the violence of one another. When this was revealed, the Prophet ﷺ, when he read, "He has power to send torment on you from above or from under your feet," he said, "A'udhu biwajhik," I seek refuge in your face, O Allah. And when he read, "Or to cover you or from under your feet," he said, "A'udhu biwajhik," I seek refuge in your face. And it is narrated from Abu Shaykh al-Asbahani an Mujahid in the explanation of this verse, and he is the one has power to send torment on you from above or from under your feet. He said this refers to the cry, the torment of the cry and the stones and the wind. And then from under your feet, he said, under your feet, he said, الرَّجْفَةُ وَالْخَسْفُ, the quakes and the sinking in the ground. And there is no doubt that what occurred from the earthquakes in these days in many parts of the world is from these signs which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threatens His slaves with. And وَكُلُّ مَا يَحْدُثْ فِي الْوُجُودِ, and whatever takes place in existence, from earthquakes or the like, which hurts the people and causes them harm, is due to shirk and disobedience. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated clearly in Surah Ash-Shura, verse 42-30, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And whatever of misfortune befalls you, it is because of what your hands have earned. And he pardons how much? Listen what he says. And he pardons much. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala also asserted in Surah An-Nisa in 479, مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. And whatever of good reaches you is from Allah, but whatever of evil befalls you is from yourself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the previous nations in Surah Al-Ankabut in 29:40. فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Contemplate deeply. So we punished each of them for his sins. For his sins. Of them were some on whom we sent hasiba, a violent wind with shower of stones, as to the people of Lut. And of them were some who were overtaken by a sayha, the torment, the awful cry. And this is to the people of Thamud and Shu'aib or Shu'aib. And of them were some whom we caused the earth to swallow, as Qarun. And of them were some whom we drowned, as the people of Noah. It seems that people forgot about the flood of Noah. It was not Allah who wronged them, but they wronged themselves. And therefore, it is incumbent upon every legally responsible person, Muslim or non-Muslim, to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. And to be upright on the religion of Islam, and to be cautious regarding everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade from shirk and from disobedience, from shirk and from disobedience, until they achieve security and safety in this life and in the hereafter from all kinds of evils, and that Allah repels off them every kind of trials and give them all good, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised in Surah Al-A'raf, in Surah Al-A'raf 7:96, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. And if the people of the towns had believed and had piety, certainly we should have opened for them blessings from the heaven and the earth, but they belied the messengers. So we took them with punishment for what they used to earn. So we took them with punishment for what they used to earn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the people of the book in Surah Al-Ma'idah in 5:66, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ. And if only they had acted according to the Torah and to the Gospel, to the Injil, and what has now been sent down to them from their Lord, the Quran, they would surely have gotten provision from above them and from underneath their feet. There are from among them people who are on the right course, but most are from the rebellions. وقال تعالى in 7:97-99 of Surah Al-A'raf, أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ. Please contemplate. أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. أَوْ أَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا ضُحًا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Did the people of the towns then feel secure against the coming of our punishment by night while they are asleep? Or did the people of the towns then feel secure against the coming of our punishment in the forenoon while they play? Did they then feel secure against the plan of Allah? None feels secure from the plan of Allah except the people who are the losers. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may allow the earth sometimes to breathe, bringing forth earthquakes, magnificent ones, tremendous ones, causing fear and awe, and leading to longing to Allah to abandon sins and to humiliate the self to its creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to regret. And as some of the salaf rahimahumullah said, when the earth was shaken, inna rabbakum yasta'tibukum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reprimanding you. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab, when the earthquake hit Medina, he admonished them and gave a sermon and said, لَإِنْ عَادَتْ لَا أُسَاكِنُكُمْ فِيهَا. If it will happen again, I wouldn't live with you in it. These are the words of Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah. And the reports from the Salaf to the same effect are replete. فَالْوَاجِبُ عِنْدَ الزَّلَازِلِ. What is incumbent upon us at the times of earthquakes and the likes, from the signs, eclipses, severe wind, tornadoes, floods, is التوبة لله عز وجل, and humbleness, longing to him, asking him safety, security, confessing our wrongdoings, abundant istighfar, and remembrance of Allah. As the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام at the time when the eclipse occurred, he said, فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ ذَلِكَ فَافْزَعُوا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَدُعَائِهِ وَاسْتِغْفَارِهِ. If you see that happening, then hasten with fear and awe to the remembrance of Allah, calling upon him, seeking forgiveness from him. And it is recommendable to be merciful to the poor and to the needy during these times, and the charity, to make charitable works, because the Prophet ﷺ said, irhamu turhamu, be merciful, you will receive mercy. And he said, الرحمون يرحمهم الرحمن, those who are merciful, the most merciful is merciful to them. ارحموا من في الأرض, be merciful to those on earth. يرحمكم من في السماء, the one in heavens will have mercy upon you. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من لا يرحم لا يرحم, he who is not merciful to others will be deprived of having mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us many favors, abundant, and the greatest of it is the ni'mah of Islam, the bounty and favor of Islam, the greatest one, which nothing equals it or equates it. Whoever contemplates that, and whoever is grateful to it and upright on it in action and in deeds, in action and in sayings, will attain the happiness in this life and in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, reminding us in Surah Ibrahim in 14:34, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. And if you count the blessings of Allah, never will you be able to count them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in Surah An-Nahl 16:53, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فَإِلَيْهِ تَجْأَرُونَ. And whatever of blessings and good things you have, it is from Allah. Then when harm touches you, unto him you cry aloud for help. And therefore it is dutiful upon all of us to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these blessings, and to be also watchful in case we don't give thanks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of his favors upon us in Surah An-Nahl, the same one, 16:78. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And Allah has brought you out from the wombs of your mothers while you know nothing, and he gave you hearing, sight, and hearts that you may might give thanks to Allah. Shukrullah, giving thanks to him for his blessings and favors in general and in detail is a way to bring more of the blessings. قال الله تعالى in this respect in Surah Ibrahim verse 7, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you give thanks by accepting faith and worshipping none but Allah, I will give you more of my blessings. But if you are thankless, disbelievers, verily, my punishment is indeed severe. And in Surah Az-Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in 39, verse 66, بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Nay, but worship Allah alone and none else, and be among the grateful. وقال تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 2, verse 132, فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. فاذكروني أذكركم, and remember me, I shall remember you. واشكروا لي, and give thanks to me. ولا تكفرون, and don't be ungrateful. وقال تعالى in Surah Sabah 13, اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. In Surah Sabah, they worked for him what he desired, high rooms, images, etc. Work you, O family of David, of Dawood, with thanks, but few of my slaves are grateful. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام admonished Mu'adh ibn Jabal, may Allah be pleased with him, to make at the end of the salah, to make the dua stating, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. O Allah, help me to manifest your remembrance and to give thanks and to conduct worship correctly. And being grateful to Allah, giving thanks to Him in that which is His pleasure, things will be upright and evils will be minimized. And it is from the qualities of the prophets that they were so thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى about Sulaiman, about Prophet Solomon عليه الصلاة والسلام, in Surah An-Naml 27:19, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So he, Solomon smiled, amused at her speech, and said, my Lord, inspire and bestow upon me the power and ability that I may be grateful for your favors which you have bestowed on me and my parents, and that I may do righteous good deeds that will please you, and admit me by your mercy among your righteous slaves. And praising his prophet Nuh alayhi salam, Allah described him in Surah Al-Isra in 17 verse 3, innahu kana abdan shakura. Verily he was a grateful slave. Verily he was a grateful slave. And from the signs of being grateful for Allah's mercy is to use Allah's blessings in his obedience, and not to use them in any means of disobedience, and also to make them known as a way of recognizing that these are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a way of praise to Him, not as being a false pride way or show off. No. So three, through obedience, the purification of the self is attained. Allah ta'ala about the self in Surah Al-Shams 91:9, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. دَسَّاهَا with sins. Indeed, he succeeds who purifies his own self by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. The next one, please. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And indeed, he fails who corrupts his own self by sin. And through taqwa, being dutiful to Allah in worship, ascribing to His commands, abstaining from His prohibitions, all good occurs and evils will be repelled and blessings will continue. قال الله تعالى ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون. And if the people of the towns had believed and had taqwa, certainly we should have opened for them blessings from the heaven and the earth, but they belied the messengers. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ra'd 13:11, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Verily Allah will not change the good condition of a people as long as they do not change their state of goodness themselves. And it is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He tests and afflicts His slaves. He tests them and trials them through good sometimes and through evil other times. And the believers will increase in their iman. The believers will increase in their iman upon testing, and then will be strongly bound with the way that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turning to Him, and persevere on what Allah decrees and commands and preordains, so that their reward amplifies from Allah, so that they fear the end of things, fear the consequences of sins. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah in 2:155, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. And certainly we shall test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives and fruits, but give glad tidings to the sabireen, to the patient ones, who when afflicted with calamity say, truly to Allah we belong and truly to Him we shall return. They are those on whom are the salawat, the blessings. They will be blessed and forgiven from their Lord, and they are those who receive His mercy, and it is they who are the guided ones. وقال الله تعالى in the same surah in 2:214, أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب. Or think you that you will enter paradise without such trials as came to those who passed away before you? they were afflicted with severe poverty and ailments, and were so shaken that even the messenger and those who believed along with them say, when will come the help of Allah? Yes, certainly the help of Allah is near. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Imran in 3:142, أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يعلم الله الذين جاهدوا منكم ويعلم الصابرين. Or do you think that you will enter paradise before Allah tests those of you who fought in His cause and also tests those who are patient ones? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut as well in 29:2, Alif Lam Mim, أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. Do people think that they will be left alone because they say we believe and will not be tested? ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And we indeed tested those who were before them, and Allah will certainly make it known the truth of those who are true, and will certainly make it known the falsehood of those who are liars, although Allah knows all that before putting them to test. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:35, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Everyone is going to taste death, and we shall make a trial of you with evil and with good, and to us you will be returned. All of these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that it's inevitable that He will test and put to trial, as He did with those before us from the nations. So if they are patient and persevere on this, and they return to Allah in all that which afflicts them, then they will be rewarded and be forgiven, and paradise will be their abode, and will compensate them much more than that which they missed. And whatever occurs in this universe from the signs which touches the feelings and which afflicts the bodies, like tornadoes, severe winds, destructive floods, earthquakes, and what comes down from tall buildings, and what is destroyed from selves and wealth, and what occurs in some places from volcanoes destroying around it, and what occurs from eclipses in the sun and in the moon, and so forth from that like, is from the tests and trials, and is takhweef, threatening from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, threatening His slaves from exceeding the limits in their wrongdoings, and inciting them to return to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and testing the extent of their patience upon the decrees of Allah. And the torment in the hereafter is much more profound. وَلَا أَمْرُ اللَّهِ أَعْظَمُ. And the decree of Allah is far more greater. And when Quraysh belied the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he informed them of the destruction of the previous nations, those who opposed the messengers, he recited to them, he revealed to them as in Surah Al-An'am chapter 6 verse 6, أَلَمْ يَرَوْا كم أهلكنا من قبلهم من قرن مكناهم في الأرض ما لم نمكن لكم وأرسلنا السماء عليهم مدرارا وجعلنا الأنهار تجري من تحتهم فأهلكناهم بذنوبهم وأنشأنا من بعدهم قرنا آخرين. Have they not seen how many a generation before them we have destroyed, whom we had established on the earth, such as we have not established you? And when we poured out on them rain from the sky in abundance, and made the rivers flow under them, yet we destroyed them for their sins, and created after them other generations. He revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرَى, in that there is a reminder. So, the believers, we should all fear Allah and be mindful of Him and watchful concerning His commands, complying with them, abstaining from His prohibitions. And whenever of these calamities befall, they should return to Allah, long yearn to Him, and check for the reasons, and remember the verse in Surah Ash-Shura 42:30, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And whatever of a calamity or misfortune befalls you, it is because of what your hands have earned, and He pardons much. And they should return to Him in repentance, in that which they were defective concerning the obedience or committing sins, because tawbah is from the causes of lifting misfortunes and calamities, and they should really be perseverant, patient, hoping for the reward from Allah in that which touches them. As we read earlier in Surah Al-Baqarah 2, 155-157, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And certainly we shall test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives and fruits, but give glad tidings to the sabireen, to the patient ones, who when afflicted with calamity say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Truly to Allah we belong, and truly to Him we shall return. They are those on whom are the salawat, the blessings from their Lord, and they are those who receive His mercy, and it is they who are the guided ones. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى in Surah At-Taghabun in 64:11, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. No calamity befalls but with the leave of Allah, and whosoever believes in Allah, He guides his heart to the true faith. And Allah is the all-knower of everything. So it is known that this is a decision and a pre-decree of Allah. Then he perseveres and becomes patient and seeks the reward and submit to the decree of Allah and his heart with certainty on faith, and knows that whatever befalls him was not to miss him, and whatever missed him was not to befall him, and believes that Allah will compensate him for that which he missed from this life. Compensate him certainty in faith in this heart, and could also give him more than that he had lost. And the fact that some of these eclipses may, and the like, may become known through certain physical observations or signs, this does not in any way contradict the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor does it stand to take away the threat being a sign and a threat. Allah makes it happen whenever He wishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Hadid, chapter 57, 22, ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. Contemplate, no calamity befalls on the earth or in yourselves but is inscribed in the book of decrees, اللوح المحفوظ, before we bring it into existence. Verily that is easy for Allah, in order that you may not be sad over matters that you fail to get. Means submit to the pre-decree. In order that you may not be sad over matters that you fail to get. You go say if and but and maybe. No, in order that you may not be sad over matters that you fail to get, nor rejoice because of that which has been given to you, and come and say, it was me, it is me. No, nor rejoice because of that which has been given to you. And Allah likes not prideful boosters. And when the sun eclipsed at the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he made the prayers. He called for the prayers with his companions. It was called Salatul Kusuf, the Salah of Kusuf, of eclipse. And he gave them a very motivating sermon, telling them that the sun of the and the moon are two signs from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not eclipse for the death or for the life of anyone, but Allah sends them as a threat and warning to His slaves. And He, the sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commanded them to perform the salah and give charity and make takbir and remembrance of Allah and istighfar and free the slaves. And He said in His sermon, Ya Ummata Muhammad, Wallahi ما من أحد أغير من الله أن يزني عبده أو تزني أمته ويا أمة محمد والله لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا. O nation of Muhammad, none is more أغير من الله. What does this mean? أغير means disliking what takes place and wants to change it. None than Allah in the respect when His slave commits zina, fornication, the slave male or female. And Ya Ummata Muhammad, O nation of Muhammad, Wallahi law ta'lamun, if you only know what I know, then you would have laughed little and you would have wept much. And the condition of the Muslims today indicates that they take the rights of Allah lightly. They take the rights of Allah lightly. The rights of Allah that He should be obeyed. And the one who really ponders, sees and hears كثير, many of the punishments to the nations, sometimes through floods, sometimes through severe winds, sometimes with intense earthquakes, sometimes with hunger, sometimes with terrible wars, burning everything, moist and dry. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear in His book, that some of these punishments which he sent down on the rebellions from the right path from the previous nations who belied the messengers, it was an admonition for mankind to watch for themselves and for their deeds. And that's why he stated this clearly in Surah Al-Ankabut in chapter 29 verse 40, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. So we punished each of them for his sins. Of them were some on whom we sent a violent wind with shower of stones. And of them were some whom we were overtaken by the torment, awful cry. And of them were some whom we caused the earth to swallow. And of them were some whom we drowned. It was not Allah who wronged them, but they wronged themselves. And that sins and disobedience are of the terrible matters that affect the heart and the body and the society, and which brings forth the wrath of Allah and the punishment in this life and the hereafter. And it has effects in the land. It affects and corrupts the water, it corrupts the air, it corrupts the fruits, it corrupts the houses. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Rum in 30:41, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Evil, sins and disobedience of Allah has appeared on land. You know how much of these beaches there? Has appeared on land. And see, because of what the hands of men have earned, that Allah may make them taste a part of that which they have done, in order that they may return, look at this, in order that they may return by repenting to Allah and begging His pardon. And concerning the Pharaoh, did we forget in Surah Al-A'raf 7:13, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ بِالسِّنِينَ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. And we have taken in punishment the people of Pharaoh. قال الله تعالى, reminding us concerning the previous nations, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ بِالسِّنِينَ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. Try 130 please, 130. The same chapter. And indeed we punished the people of Pharaoh with years of drought and shortness of fruits, crops, that they might remember and they might take heed. And in what occurs from these calamities, there is admonition and there are lessons. And the happy one is the one who is admonished by others. Collectively, all evils and all punishments encountered upon the slaves in this life and in the hereafter, أَسْبَابُهَا الذُّنُوبُ وَالْمَعَاصِي, the causes are sins and disobedient acts. And it is from the signs of the stone-like hearts is that some people hear the resonating effects of these signs and the admonitions which will bring mountains to humble themselves if they would have the ability to ponder. Yet they continue on their transgression and disobedience, deluded and deceived with their false hopes, following their desires and lusts, careless about the threats. Allah reminds us of this in Surah Al-Jathiyah, chapter 45, verse 7. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ يَسْمَعُ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ يُصِرُّ مُسْتَكْبِرًا كَأَنْ لَمْ يَسْمَعْهَا فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Woe to every sinful liar who hears the verses of Allah being recited to him, yet persists with pride as if he heard them not, so announce to him a painful torment. And when he learns something of our verses, he makes them a jest, for such there will be a humiliating torment. Continuing, insisting on sins, with these calamities taking place, is an indication of weakness of faith or of its absence. قال الله تعالى in Surah Yunus, chapter 10, 97, إن الذين حقت عليهم كلمة ربك لا يؤمنون ولو جاءتهم كل آية حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. Even if every sign should come to them until they see the painful torment, they would not believe until they see the painful torment. Can we have the one before, please? 96 and 97. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَلَوْ جَاءَتْهُمْ كُلُّ آيَةٍ حَتَّى يَرَوُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ. Truly those against whom the word wrath of your Lord has been justified will not believe, even if every sign could come to them, until they see the painful torment. And in the same chapter Yunus, Surah Yunus, verse 101, قال الله تعالى قل انظروا ماذا في السماوات والأرض وما تغني الآيات والنذر عن قوم لا يؤمنون. قل انظروا ماذا في السماوات والأرض. Behold all that's in the heavens and the earth. But neither the ayat, the proofs, the evidences, the verses, the lessons, the signs, nor warners benefit those who believe not. And in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, 83, verse 14, قال الله تعالى كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون ثم إنهم لصالوا الجحيم ثم يقال هذا الذي كنتم به تكذبون. Nay, but on their hearts is a ran covering of sins and evil deeds which they used to earn, we are having. كلا Can we have the next verse, please? إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون. Nay, surely they, the evildoers, will be veiled from seeing their Lord that day. What's taking place these days is very profound admonition for those who give heed and think. And it is dutiful upon the believers to learn and take heed from what's going on in the universe. قال الله تعالى فاعتبروا يا أولي الأبصار in Surah Al-Hashr. فاعتبروا يا أولي الأبصار. Then take admonition, O you with eyes to see, what we heard in the news and what's in papers and what people saw on TV screens and what people are talking about. Concerning these earthquakes which had covered vast areas of the world with so much loss of lives and wealth and properties, all occurring in almost no time, showing the greatness and ability of Allah, and that the slaves, no matter how much they reach from ability and strength, they are so weak when it comes to the might and power and strength of Allah. And that it's dutiful upon everyone, Muslims and non-Muslims, to take heed in what's taking place and what took place, and to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn to Him, check for the causes that brings His wrath. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on all the Muslims who died in these calamities, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with the help and of those who are suffering, and that this becomes an expiation for their sins and lifting of their degrees and an incitement to the hearts of the heedless ones from us, and that we should, to the best of our abilities, come to their help and care for them from whatever we are able to do in charities and to ease things on them. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah in 2:110 وَمَا تُقَدِّمُ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا. And whatever of good you send forth for yourselves before you, you shall find it with Allah. Certainly Allah is all seer of what you do. وقال الله تعالى في سورة سبأ in 34:39 وما أنفقتم من شيء فهو يخلفه وهو خير الرازقين. Truly my Lord enlarges the provision for whom He wills of His slaves, and also restricts it for Him. And whatever you spend of anything in Allah's cause, He will replace it, and He is the best of providers. وقال الله تعالى وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:195. And do good, verily Allah loves the good doers. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا, whoever elevates the suffering of a believer, the suffering in this life, كرب من كرب من نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة. الله would elevate of him sufferings from the sufferings on the day of resurrection. وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُعْسِرٍ, and anyone who finds relief for the one who is hard pressed, يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, Allah will find relief for him in this life and in the hereafter. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, and whoever conceals the faults of a Muslim in this life, Allah will shield him and cover his in the life, in this life of this world and the hereafter. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ, and Allah is for the help of the slave as long as the slave is helping his brother. And this is in Sahih Muslim, Sahih Muslim, volume 4, hadith number 6518. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in Bukhari and Muslim, من كان في حاجة أخي كان الله في حاجته, whoever fulfills the need of his brother, Allah will fulfill his needs. This is in Sahih Bukhari 362 and also in Sahih Muslim. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا وشبك بين أصابعه. Also reported in Bukhari and Muslim. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a faithful believer is like the brick of a wall, enforcing each other, while saying that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam clasped his hands by interlocking his fingers. And this is in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, volume 1, 48. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد الواحد, إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. Also in Bukhari and Muslim, and in Bukhari it's in 8, hadith 46, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you see the believers as regards their being merciful amongst themselves and showing love amongst themselves and being kind among themselves, resembling one body, so that if any part of that body is not well, then the whole body shares the sleeplessness, insomnia, and fever with it. So it is dutiful upon all of us to try to help our brothers and sisters if we can in these hit areas, so that we manifest the brotherhood of Islam which the Prophet ﷺ indicated in these ahadith, so that we also receive the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who spend. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give success to all Muslims and reward them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives those afflicted from the Muslims a greater compensation. And from all of us, we need tawbah. We need tawbah to Allah and uprightness on the truth, and to be aware of the causes that bring the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. What you have listened to is or was the statement and the admonition which the great Imam of our times, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz rahimahullah, made when the earthquakes hit Yemen recently, and it was adopted to cover the subject. Rahimallahu al-Shaykh, may Allah's mercy be upon him. May Allah's mercy be upon all the Muslims who perished in these calamities. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.